Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. Today I have my buddy Michael. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, bro?
Good. You were on the podcast one time, what, a year or so ago, I think, right?
Yeah, about literally around this time last year.
Oh. What did we talk about? I'm trying to remember.
The whole history,
The whole
every
history.
album, every year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because we did like two episodes worth. Yeah.
Two
Yeah.
for one.
Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, before we get into our fun topic tonight, I have to give a special shout out. So, somebody who absolutely loves this podcast, her name is Cheryl. She reached out to me privately and just told me how much she loves this podcast and listens to every episode. And she wanted to send me a gift, and she sent me, which I'm wearing it now. It's a vintage
There we go.
1994 shirt. She knows how big of a fan I am of the 90s era and how much I love, the whole Star shirt. And so she sent me one. On the back, it says Bon Jovi. So she sent me this, and she also sent me a 2013 crew shirt. So,
Oh,
Cheryl,
nice.
I want to thank you very much for sending me a gift all the way from Montreal. I am wearing the shirt, and I sincerely appreciate it. So, and I appreciate you listening to the podcast too. So now let's get into our fun topic, because you, me, and tons of others right now are just so happy with the new Bon Jovi single, Living Proof. This is the second single for the upcoming album Forever that comes out June 7th. We got a clip of this song a few weeks ago, and we heard it on the Strahan special halfway there, where John invited Michael Strahan and a couple, I think, ABC executives to a studio, and he played this song. And they played the song for about maybe 20, 30 seconds in the show. You've seen this, right?
Yeah, I was from
Okay.
that moment. I couldn't wait for that song to
Yeah.
get released.
And I said to myself, I said, this has got to be the next single because this will blow the roof off and this will climb chart. And this is just a great single. And I'm glad they did because, at the end of the video, you see John so happy that everyone's enjoying the song. And so maybe that's what helped push this to be decided to be the next single. And as John said in one of the promo videos that the band posted the other day, this is the rock song that we as fans have wanted and asked for quite a while now. So this song, it kind of proves that John does listen to the fans and tries to give us what we want too. Before we get really into it, I think this song really, I am super proud of this song. And I know a lot of others too. It's great that a lot of people are giving a lot of love to this song. It deserves it. I think it, for me, I think it's, this is love, this is life meets complicated, and the verses are more of a have a nice day verse feel. Like when John sings a line and the music comes in, then he does another line, music comes in. I think it's just brilliantly done. And I guess before I keep going, I better stop and let you talk about what your initial reaction was to when you first heard it.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago when the ABC special got aired that Sunday night, towards the end of it, when it played the little snippet of it, I was so excited because to me, initially, it sounded like I Want to Be Loved, but on steroids. It had more of
Yeah.
a had more of a like a badass indication behind it, and it was just a breath of fresh air to hear that talk box again.
Oh
And
man.
oh, dude,
Yeah.
it just it and the lyrics behind the song are just like another typical like Bon Jovi song versus life, where it's optimistic, it's upbeat, but it didn't just have the kind of the I want to say plain, but like the same riffs they've had on the past couple albums. It was more like they really plugged everything in this time and went to town on it. And he, for his vocal issues, he sounds really,
Oh,
really good right now.
phenomenal. Like, yeah, really, really proud of him for his vocals here. I want to back up because you mentioned the talk box, and I think that's like one of the biggest things that we have to talk about in this
Yeah.
episode. So, us fans, we've been asking for a talk box for the longest time. And really, I don't think we've gotten a talk box since I think This Is Love, This Is Life, which is kind of ironic because this kind of sounds like that song. So this is the first time we've gotten a talk box song in 13 years, 14 years. And I love it. And I think that's Phil on the talk box. I really do. I think that's Phil.
Well, it's not Richie.
It's definitely not for anyone that's listening and question, it is 100% not Richie. Not Richie.
Wish it was to an extent, but you know,
Yeah.
no, it was. What's an underrated part of this song is the guitar solo.
Oh.
It's so sneaky because it's not as loud as maybe the riffs throughout the song, but it fits so perfectly into the end of the song and even the little outro. It has towards the end. It all meshes so brilliantly together.
Yeah. And I'm glad you enjoyed it too, because I actually do too. I know I saw a lot of people complain about it because they think Shanks did it and whatever, but I actually really liked the solo. Like, I wasn't expecting, like, because the guitar riffs and stuff is very heavy, and it's a very guitar and drum driven song, which I absolutely love. And we'll get into that here in a second. But the guitar solo, I was not expecting that kind of tone or notes, or like, I was expecting something a little heavier. But it's unique, and I think it fits the song. I think it does. I think it's good.
I think, yeah, exactly. It was, if they would have went heavy with the solo, I think it would have been too typical. And to kind of bring the tone back a little bit where it's more of like, it's like a whisper on steroids, it's
Yeah.
perfect for me.
And it's kind of it lightens the tone a little bit, I think. That little section there. And while we're talking about guitar too, like I said, that the guitar riff, especially like the intro, like as soon as I started to hear the song for the first time playing that, man, that guitar riff just pulled, and the talk box and the drums just pulled me right in. I also want to back up for a second too, because we talked about how good John's vocals are. And I think one of the things that I really parts that I really love that John sings is when he sings Me and You, and he holds those notes in You. Man, that's so fucking good, you know?
Oh, dude, it's a breath. I love hearing it because it, you know, I would love to hear the song live, hopefully, in the near future. That would be
And
beautiful.
that was my next question for you. How would you feel if this was a show opener, the song?
It definitely could. I would be, if it, for me personally, I would be thrilled if it was an opener because it just, because think of it, the house lights are down, everyone's looking at their phones, probably trying to get their video camera going, and when those opening chords and the talk box hits, it's going to make everybody's head jump up in a matter of a millisecond. It would sound like Bon Jovi. It would just sound like what we've all heard for the past 40 years.
Yeah, I think it'd be, because like I said, like everyone's so like, all the fans are really loving this song, and I think it pulls you right in. It's a fun rock song. What a great way to start a rock show with it. And I definitely could see this live no matter what, and I think it's gonna go well live if they perform again. Let's talk about the meaning of the song. So I'm still trying to decipher what it really means. So bear with me here. I think in one way, especially the chorus, it's being proud of yourself. Like this song is, it's in your face, confidence. This is who we are. We can overcome obstacles together. We can overcome anything. And I think, the chorus really talks about the band, being a band of 40 years and overcoming all the obstacles that they've overcome, and to be where they are at now and being proud of where they are now. The verses, I know John says this isn't really a socially conscious album, but the verses really sound, and I love the verses. I think they're very socially conscious though. And maybe I'm wrong there, but just my interpretation of it, I think it's a little socially conscious. Now, don't get me wrong, I love it. I like the lines, close your eyes and tell me what you think you see. is faith and hope enough to make a fool believe? And I love the way that John sings that line too.
Yeah.
One last thing too, I wanted to mention that, like this song kind of shows that the band has nothing else to prove. And they don't want to be compared to what they were, and they want to be seen of what they are now, like they're
Yeah,
not crying, they're living on a prayer.
exactly. Well, what I think is unique and why I think the lyrics in the song specifically are, I think it's more the way I'm viewed, like with the first single Legendary, and now this is the next single. I think this album was written for, in his view of the 40th and his vocal struggles. You can even read some of the titles off of the album Forever, where there's a song called Seeds that I'm really looking forward to hear, but just the title, because just the title itself is saying, all right, seeds is a plant, a seed starts in the ground and it builds up. I'm thinking of that's going to be about the 40 years. And in the chorus where he says, this family tree's got nothing left to prove now, I think he's talking about everyone that was a part, whoever was up on that stage at one point between the 30 years with Richie, the 10 years, 12 years with Alec, and so where they stand now with the current lineup. I think he's basically keep shuffling in and out. We're going to be here and we're going to be kicking ass still. I didn't grasp the socially conscious lyrics as much as 2020, obviously, in the verses, but maybe that's just the way I'm like viewing it and looking at it, because I think this is the first time he said it multiple times. This is like a celebration. This is supposed to be joyful, which I mean, I know he co-wrote a song with Ed Sheeran that I'm dying to hear.
Oh man, I can't wait to hear that one.
That's the title of the song, We Made It Look Easy. Like I think it's really gonna be about the history of the band.
Legacy.
Yeah, and I love that.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? You put out a lot of good points there, especially like the whole family tree. Like I didn't think about that. And you're right, like the family tree is what everyone who's taken an integral part of making the band of who they were and who they are now, like Richie Sambora, Alec John Such, Doc McGee, Phil X, Shanks, all the producers, just everybody that's put a hand in to making the band of what they are. So that was a really good point. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Because he always talks in interviews so openly, especially lately, that he even talks about the beginning days where Roy Bittan was playing keys on Runaway. He like remembers everything and anyone that helped him. And now this is the final, not the final, but this is the result 40 years later that, like the song says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Keep on keeping on, basically.
And I want to mention my favorite part of the chorus because I just did another episode where I took a guess on what the lyrics are, but these are the right lyrics. So I was mostly right, but I still want to say it because I think there's such good lyrics. I'm tired of talking about somehow we can burn this world until you break down. This family tree has got nothing left to prove now. I thought it was these tattered jeans got nothing
I
left.
had that written down in my notebook right before because that's what I thought it said as well.
These tattered jeans got, and I was like, what does that really mean? But
Or
I'm
denim jeans, like something.
me and you were living proof. But it's a very catchy chorus to sing along to, which is another reason I think it would do so well live.
Oh, it could be like what a lot of people I think are misconceiving right now. A lot of people I've talked to within Twitter world or just people in my circle thought the docuseries was going to be like The Dirt with Motley. I'm like, no, it's not a movie like that. It's a story. It's a 5-hour documentary. This song, Living Proof, could be another rebirth with it and of the band, because if you think of it, Living on a Prayer had a talk box, It's My Life had a talk box, this song has a talk box. I mean,
And I guess that's I tr I don't pay attention to charts because quite honestly, I don't give a fuck about charts. Like what I love is what I love. And but honestly, like I probably for the first time in the band's history, and me just as a fan of the la in the last 24 years, this will probably be the very first time that I'm actually going to pay attention to charts. because I want to see how well this song do. Because like you said, I truly think this could be a rebirth for the band. And I think when this, when the public really gets this song, I think it's going to draw a lot of people in.
Especially too, he could talk through so many platforms with this song and how catchy it is and how attention grabbing it is. Because between, if you think of it, his relationship with Kraft, that's football. This is an easy amp up, pump you up kind of song with thinking about it. I know whenever the Patriots score a touchdown, which wasn't often this year, they play This Is Our House. From the great, it was a bonus track with Greatest Hits. So there could be a million ways they could do it, and I truly think that they can because this song stands up so good, dude. It's awesome.
And I loved Legendary, I did, but this is such a better single for the
Oh,
song.
completely.
And Legendary did very well, so that means this is going to do even better.
Of course,
And it's
man.
right before the album release, so like we're getting the album 3 weeks from tomorrow. Like it's crazy to
And
think that.
he's on American Idol in a couple of days.
Yeah, I know. So things are great in Jovialand, but for me to sum it up, I'm really proud of this song. I'm really proud of this band. Like this song just makes me even more excited for this album. I think it's going to be a great rock album. Like you said, like and John said, very joyful album, celebratory, and I'm very proud. This is a really good song. Was there
Yeah.
anything else you wanted to say?
I'm just happy because I remember a year ago where everybody was going back and forth, is 83 the 40th, is 84 the 40th, which is the way they treated it, obviously, when the album was released. I'm just happy there's so much positive headlines and media coverage around my band right now,
I know.
especially for, like there's so many little things that are happening, starting with the launch of the 40th in January, then the Music Cares thing, then the teasing of Legendary and the new album, and now all the little things in between. They're trying to get more intimate with the fans, with the they're doing the album listening parties. He's opening a bar in Nashville. Like there is so much. Just need one more tour maybe next year.
Like right now, with all the Bon Jovi stuff that's going on right now, like I just puffed my chest out and said, "This is my favorite band."
Exactly.
And I've even had friends reach out, friends that just never liked Bon Jovi, but just put up with them because of me. And I have friends going like, "These sound really fucking good," and I go, "I know, I know they're good."
Yeah, man. It's awesome to see. It's so much happiness.
That's why I wonder how if this is going to draw a whole new fan base,
It easily could. I mean, there's the way this song is orchestrated, man. There's no because it has people are going to be familiar with the talk box sound mostly because, in my opinion, because it's my life, not living on a prayer. They're going to hear that and they're going to recognize. I mean, I'm 27 years old. I still go to bars, college bars, that kind of stuff. It's My Life is always played in that kind of atmosphere, and everybody goes insane with it.
It's catchy, and I think that's one of the highlights for the song for me is the talk box, and I'm pretty sure that's Phil in the talk box, and I that sounds like Shanks on the guitar solo.
It does, but I don't know if you caught an interview. It was in February. It was with Phil exited with, I think it was with Kenny, I forget his last
Fair
name.
enough.
Yeah, and he basically said when they were in production in Nashville talking about making this record, and he suggested something to John, well, why don't we do this and this? And he kind of like looked at him. He's like, and Phil said to John, he's like, this is a Bon Jovi record though, right? He's like, actually, you know what, Max, that was a good idea. It's nice to see that he's hopefully, starting to have some more creativity with them, which would be awesome to see because he said it a million times. He wants to play the solos on the records live, like the records, but out of respect to Richie, he doesn't stray on certain songs compared to others. But if this whole this could be an introduction to a whole new kind of rock sound for them as well.
To wrap it up, I guess, like this album really celebrates the band's legacy and joyful and stuff. And I also think it's like a step moving forward of where they're going. Like this album's like, okay, we're looking at Like if you look at the album cover of John wearing the Forever jacket, if you look ahead, there's a sign that says you cannot turn. You know, like so, and if you know, he's kind of looking back in a way, but also looking forward. Maybe I'm looking too much into that, but that kind of signifies what this album's about. Looking at your history and being proud and joyful about it, but also looking forward.
That's a hell of a way to think. I wouldn't put it past him because I mean, he's not one for that like rah-rah paparazzi, like all that
No.
kind of shit.
Yeah, we don't get into
And
that.
anything he does, I mean, he does with meaning, so I'm sure
Exactly.
there is a meaning to it.
Yep, exactly. Anyway, buddy, thank you. Stay on. I'm going to end the recording, but thank you for taking the time to come on and share excitement with me about this song. I knew when we were messaging each other earlier, we were just so happy about it and stuff. And I knew this would be a fun episode to share some of that excitement. And I can't wait for the new album in 3 weeks. It's going to be amazing, and lots of great things to come.
Yeah, thank you for having me on again. This was a lot of fun. I mean, hearing this song today made my day.
Yeah.
It was an awesome thing, and I cannot wait for this album to get fully
Yeah.
released less than a month now.
Yeah. And I want to say one last thing too, because I think everyone deserves it. There's been so much happiness in the fandom with this song. Like usually when there's a single gets put, there's a lot of people that just say, I hate it, don't like it. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You don't have to like it.
Yeah.
And I've noticed like a lot of the singles lately, a lot of fans aren't happy with it. They're like, this is a weak single, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. Every single review that I've read online with this song, everybody has said good things about it. I haven't read one bad thing. It's great to see all the fans in this fandom come together and just enjoy it and be happy with it.
Yeah, especially yeah, it gets rough out there in this fan base. I've not
Oh,
seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I'm happy with it. It's all I could say. I'm smiling ear to ear about it.
Anyway, buddy, let me end the recording. Thank you again. I appreciate
Thank
you.
you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.